Hi, this is Mark Rogers. Today's Gospel reading is from Luke chapter 11, verses 5 to 13. Jesus said to them, "Suppose one of you has a friend, and you go to him at midnight and say, 'Friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread, for a friend of mine has arrived and I have nothing to set before him.' And he answers from within, 'Do not bother me. The door has already been locked, and my children are with me in bed. I cannot get up and give you anything.' I tell you, even though he will not get up and give him anything because he is his friend, at least because of his persistence, he will get up and give him whatever he needs. So I say to you, ask and it will be given you. Search and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened for you. For everyone who asks receives, and everyone who searches finds, and for everyone who knocks, the door will be opened. Is there anyone among you who, if your child asks for a fish, will give a snake instead of a fish? Or if a child asks for an egg, will give a scorpion? If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?" Today's reading raises the question of perseverance. So let's ask the question, how persevering are you and I? How persevering are we? Nelson Mandela is a great example of patient persistence. Nelson Mandela dedicated his life to the creation of a more inclusive South Africa. When he was just 25 years old, soon after he'd graduated as a lawyer, Nelson Mandela joined the African National Congress. This was way back in 1943, and he was a co-founder of its Youth League. He committed himself to the ending of the apartheid system of racial segregation. But he didn't see that actually happening for another 50 years. This opposition way back in the 1940s and 50s led him to get involved in a campaign of sabotage against the government, and inevitably he was arrested, and in 1962 he was imprisoned for life for conspiracy to overthrow the state. He served 27 years in prison, but he never gave up on his opposition to apartheid or the belief that in the end goodness would triumph. And finally, in 1990, he was released from prison. He was key to the negotiations with the government to dismantle apartheid. And in 1994, in the first multiracial general election, he was elected president. As president, he led a broad coalition that championed reconciliation, land reform, and poverty alleviation. Nelson Mandela, in his later years, was respected all across the world as an icon of democracy and of quiet, dignified resolve and perseverance, with this dogged belief that justice will prevail. So I ask again, how persistent are you and I? Jesus tells us in the reading today not to give up, to seek what we are searching for, to ask and to knock. Why? Because God is good and just, and God's love is such that God wills good things for his children. And in God's good time, God's love and goodness triumphs.